begin. It's a very nice topic, very, very complex topic. Just the Rashi Prak of Ani B'Maiser K'safim. Does a poor man, a person who does not have an income, person who's on welfare, he's on all the government programs, does he have to give tzedakah? A person that's the Mispanes from tzedakah, a person that is on the receiving end of tzedakah, he's supported by someone else, does he have an obligation to give tzedakah? There are two different questions. And number two, does he have to give ma'aser from what he gets? Does the person have to give ma'aser if Rachmana Litzlan, a person is on a welfare check, on welfare or disability, and he gets money from the government, does he have to give 10% of what he receives to tzedakah? Or let's say he gets a kollel check, right? He's in kollel and he's getting a kollel check. Like here, I'm sure they send, the shul sends everyone here a very nice stipend. I have no doubt about it. You all get the same?
The whole shan is next less than 200 shikar.
Okay, but he's still getting, there's still a mislat, that's what he discusses.
He's getting more money, so you're there.
Okay, let's see what he says. So there are many opinions, and let's just bring out some of the issues. The Gemara says clearly that an ani that is supported by tzedakah also has to give tzedakah, and if he will give tzedakah, it will be a merit for him. And Shemayim, when they take note that even the money that he gets at tzedakah, he gives away for tzedakah to other people that need help, he will have a merit, and they will, and Shemayim will grant him siyata d'shmaya to take away, to lift him out of poverty. The chain cost of Hatur v'yashul chonorach. Now, that's not so simple, because b'sefer Yosef Oimetz, cost of lahoyer, b'mashe cost of Hatur, b'shem Rabbeinu Sad Yegoin, she'ein echayel lidin stok ad she'yeh loy par nasoso. Contradiction to itself. Shenemar, t'chay ochicho imach chayecho koidim l'chay ochicho. So we have a contradiction. V'gam harama, cost of kein, harei she'oni einach m'choyiv b'tstokah. So basically, there's a contradiction. So one place in Shulchan Aruch it says that an oni does not give tzedakah, and the other place it says that an oni does give tzedakah. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? On the one hand, it says that an oni, a mispanis, it gives, but the other hand, it says, you come before. If you were given a handout, so you need the money for yourself, you don't have to give some of that money away to another person that needs the handout, you come first.
Do you have any excess funds if you...
Oh, so that's all part of the issue. That's all part of the question. So obviously, there's a contradiction, and this contradiction needs to be reconciled. So what is the answer? Because of Liashev, Shebemaiser Chayiv Ani Litin Mikol Ma Sheyishtaker, when it comes to Maiser, which means you give 10%, you have to give whatever you profit from, Oyafilu Yikabel Aldas Sedaka, Ulam Acha Shenosan Maiser Enechayv Loseit Sedaka Nesefes. So he writes here, the Sefer Yosef Oimei, it's a very big chiddush, that the answer is, there's two different dinim in tzedakah. There's a din tzedakah called Maiser Kisafim. 10% of your assets, of your income, must be distributed to tzedakah. No, as income, of your income. 10% of your income, not assets, of your income,
net.
Net after, and that's after taxes and everything is whatever, after everything is, all your expenses are paid, then 10% of that income must go to tzedakah. Then there's another din. There's another din of tzedakah. In addition to giving away 10% of ma'aser kisafim, you also have a mitzvah of giving tzedakah, which is not part of the 10%. People think it's all the same. Tzedakah is ma'aser. He says not. There are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of ma'aser kesafim. That's not even your money. You should not even view that 10% as being yours. It would be an advantage to us if it would have been like taxes. If you have a real job, they don't even give you that money. That money is deducted right off the salary. They don't bother giving it to you. It would be a wonderful thing. Like, can you imagine in Klal Yisrael? Could you imagine if we had in Klal Yisrael such a thing like the government that net doesn't even go into your bank account? After net, 10% of your income, after taxes is paid, everything is paid, it's prevented by the VAD of all Jewish organizations from going into your bank account. Do you realize that every organization in this, every Jewish organization would have so much money? they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. The reason why we have so many problems is because first the money goes into your... What? If 10% of a person's money would not go into his bank account, or go to a vod of tzedakah, just like persons 40% of some people in a certain tax bracket, 40% of your income doesn't even go into your bank. Doesn't even go on the paycheck. It's already prevented from coming to you. And you have to hope and pray the government will give you back a little bit when it comes time to do your taxes to get something back in return, right? But you never got it. If that money would not come into our accounts and it would go to a VOD where they distribute all the money to tzedakah, can you imagine? It would never be a problem. I think, Rav Meir, you told me that in Shemayim there's a malach that's appointed that guarantees that no Jewish institution has more than, what do you say, 70% of what they need for the operational budget. If they see that a yeshiva is closing in, that donations are flowing in, and they're going to be able to pay the bills. What? Then there's a malach and Shemayim Mimuneh to guarantee no Jewish organization can pay their bills. Unless they snore. You told me that when you say in the on Yom Kippurim, for the Kohen Gadol says the kach. Rav Simcha says this.
No.
The kach hoya moine. You start off the kach hoya oimer, and then the last piece is the kach hoya moine. Between the kach hoya oimer until the kach hoya moine, you have to bow down many, many times. You have to full kohen many times to beg the donors to give the money. From the time they pledge to give the money until they actually give the money, you can count the money that they gave, you have to full kohen many times to beg the people to give the money. Okay, so here he introduces an amazing yesod. There are two dinim in tzedakah. There's a din in meiser, and then after you pay off your meiser, there's a din to give additional money to tzedakah. So that's how he's going to answer. An ani has an obligation, according at least to the Yosef Oimetz, and then they have to be very careful because not everyone agrees to this. According to the Yosef Oimetz, he's getting the handout. That's his income. People are supporting him. He has to take 10% of what he gets as income and redistribute it to other poor people. But after he has given the Maaser Ksavim, he has no obligation to give additional money for the purpose of tzedakah. Okay. That's how he ends. Because of the Yashiv Shibamaisa Chaiva Honilitin Mukoma Shayishtaker, or Yafili Kabul Al Das Sadaka, Ulam Akash Nos and Maaser Ein Chaiv Los et Stoka Nesefes. Ulam. That's what the Yosef Oimetz says to answer the contradiction. Ulam, the Orach HaShulchan, Kosav Liyashev, Es Astir Boifin Hafach, the opposite, just the opposite. V'zeh L'shoinu, L'niyas Daiti, we have a steer in Shulchan Aruch, does an Oni give stock or not? Ein Kan HaScholas Kushir, the Shnei Inyonim Hem, there are two different Inyonim. V'zeh Shen Nispar Hashem, the Potter Minat Stoka, that a poor man is Potter Minat Stoka, Ad Sheyeh Lokedeh L'Sparnes, Zehu Bit Stoka Tinidis, this is a continuous Sadaka. In other words, he gets a check once a month or once a week. So the question is, does he have to take off from what he receives? He's a poor man. He's getting money. He's receiving money for support. Does he need to take off from what he gets to give stock? And the answer is no. Meiser oichoymesh miparnasu, he gives zero. Aval bekan mairi, when it says in Shulchan Aruch that in the Gemara and quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that even an ani hamispanis minat tzedakah has to give tzedakah, that's a yearly donation. That's once a year. Occasionally to be mekayim, you should not enter into your whole life even. Or occasionally, you should be mekayim at least once in a while the mitzvah of tzedakah. So now he's saying there are two dinim in tzedakah. There's a continuous tzedakah, which as the check comes in, as your income comes in, so then you have to slice off a portion and give that to tzedakah. That's called tzemidis. And then there's an inyan of giving tzedakah. In that you're not mechuyif to do, but just because you're not mechuyif to do that, because you're only hamispanitz minat tzedakah, but the tarjag mitzvos, and among the tarjag mitzvos is you put on tefillin, you have to eat matzah, maror, dalu kaisos. So you also have to give kimcha de pischa. You also have to respond to the appeal and give your $18. That you're not exempt from, even if you're only hamispanitz minat tzedakah. You don't have to pay taxes. Like think of tzedakah as paying taxes. If you're in a certain bracket, you're exempt from taxes, but it doesn't. doesn't mean you don't have to go give a donation to the community. That's how the Orach HaShulchan is mechalik in the contradiction of what it says in Shulchan Aruch. At least once a year you have to give a third of a shekel at tzedakah. And that's what it means here in the Daf Zayin in Masechta Kiddushin. Afilu oni is oni hamispanitz min tzedakah mechuyev litein tzedakah kiloymar lekayim mitzvas tzedakah v'haynu hashlishes hashekel v'rayim lezemidiv harabam shakosav zelushonu lielam lo yimna atzma mishlishes hashekel b'shanu b'chonaisin pachos mizeh lekayim mitzvah afilu oni hamispanitz min tzedakah chayev litein tzedakah liyacher adka lushonu or shekel time achaz you have to make hakelish what it means whatever it means a small donation. A small donation must be made. Okay, so therefore we have so far two mahalchim to answer the contradiction. Further, he discussed the issue, this question independently. What does he say about this? So he wants to say it depends on what is the essence of Ma'aser Kesafim. What is the din of Aser Ta'aser? Ace Kol Asher, Aser Ta'aser, which from that passage is talking about, of course, giving Ma'aser Oni. But we also learn there's something called Ma'aser by extension of income. In that Torah, you only have to give Ma'aser the third and the sixth year from your grain. But we also learn from this pasuk of Aser Ta'aser, Aser B'shul She'tis Aser, you give from your assets, you give money. Is that a din de Oiraisa? Or is a din de Rabban? It's not smachta. Shem hu midu min mea Torah harei din ki Ma'aser Oni she'shagam Oni m'chui b'zeh. Ulam gifi she'chliya habach she'ein chiva ela midu Rabbanan. Giving 10% of your income is only midu Rabbanan. Ein chayv yoseh mitztok v'im kein v'im ein loy k'dei parnasoso. And if you are very tight on income, ein hu harei hu pater. So that's his approach. It depends. Ma'aser Kesafim will the generally you saw this machlokes is a deraisa Rabbanan. If it's Rabbanan indeed is pater, if it's deraisa, then you're not going to be exempt. If you receive a handout, if it's deraisa, you must give from what you receive 10%. And if you don't have enough, too bad for you. So you'll have to go get more tzedakah to supplement. A person has chovos. Okay, people has creditors. People are after him. He owes money. He has a bal chayv. Is he even allowed to give a donation? Give a donation, making an appeal in shul, and he wants to give $100. He's embarrassed, right? You ever have that experience? They put you to shame.
It goes worse than that. You owe people money.
You owe people money.
And you give your grandchildren.
No, that's really different. That's what he can.
Presents for bar mitzvahs.
Alright, that's not the case we're discussing. That's another issue. But we're talking over here, you're in Beis HaKnesses, and you have chayvos, you owe money, and then they come and make an appeal, and they, for a very good cause.
Which is the priority, chayvos or the
tzedakah? And you want to give tzedakah, not even a priority. Let's say you're embarrassed. You know, I'm being shamed into giving money. No, you have no right to give that money away to tzedakah when you have a priority to pay off your debt. Give that $100 to your creditor. The cost of shayos, it's icing on the cake. So you have no right to have the icing unless you have the ikar. He's a big balchoiv. Potter militein ma'aser kesafim. He takes the opinion that ma'aser kesafim is not a deiraisa, or even it's a lightweight. A chiyuv, mimela paying off your chayvos has kedima. Sharei l'gabei tztaka pasuk haramah she'ein chayv lidin tztaka ad sheyilei parnasa. So you don't give tztaka unless you have first income parnasa. Okay, so therefore that's another yisod. Don't give tztaka unless you have paid off all of your debt. Ach, mikol makom her shadum shneig zman malitin ma'isek sofim harei olav kineder. Now he gets into another issue. Let's say you've been giving the donation every single year. You give a donation the last 10 years, you give $100 to this organization. And now you want to wiggle and say, I'm not giving you a donation because I owe someone $50,000. So I can't give you a $100 donation to your organization because I'm in debt. And that $100 should better go to my creditor who I owe $50,000. Not so fast. If you've been doing this for 10 years, so that already is like putting on tefillin. What are you going to tell me? If you're not allowed to put on tefillin because tefillin's going to cost, and go buy a pair of tefillin's going to cost $500. So I'm not going to put on tefillin because the $500 to put on tefillin, I'm going to have to give to my Baal Choyf. We don't say that. Buy the tefillin. If a mitzvah derives to buy the tefillin, and you'll pay, you'll figure out how to pay the $50,000 and later put what?
Not a good analogy, but
you can borrow from someone. What? Okay, so let's assume even for the moment that Meiser, let's assume like the Tzad and Meiser Kisav is the Raisa. Let's even make that assumption. Let's even make the assumption that Meiser Kisav is the Raisa. But it does not have Kedima, even when it comes to the Raisa, if it's a mitzvah, there are certain things which still have Kedima. And if you have a neder, you've been given a donation for 10 years to an organization, that is together a neder, and he's arguing here that you would be that you should give the $100 first to this tzedakah before you pay off your $50,000 chayv. You're not part of the $50,000, you'll pay off the chayv, but what's the priority at this moment in time? All of your income, period.
On the, it's really a different getter. It's not the giving stuff they get.
Right, it's a neder in Echanami, it's a neder. But it's a neder that's all built on tzedakah. I mean, the foundation of this neder all came from tzedakah. So he now even wants to go a step further. If you never really did it with kavana, you just happened, it was an accident, it just happened to happen to work out this way. In other words, if you made a pledge, you signed up 10 years ago to an organization, you signed with that a lot, I pledge every year I'm going to be from your donors. That's what all these organizations want to do. You want to be from the Sar Ha'alofim, the Sar, you know, all these fancy, every organization, you're a card carrying, yeah, all these organizations, they all have these techniques in your exclusive membership rights, but it means you pledge every year to give a certain amount of money. You want to be part of this diamond group, support Yeshiva University, you give every year $100,000, right? There's certain...
Is such a thing as a tzedakah like that?
It's more, it's a pledge. You actually signed the dotted line. Oh, so they didn't pledge, and it just so happened, so he's saying over here, not so fast. Just because you've done this, it's a weak neder. That's what he says here. It's true, you have to be mater neder, but it's weak, it's not in the same league. If you just happen to be doing it for a couple of years, and now you have chayvos, your chayvos have kedima. The only time you can argue it's a neder is if you explicitly accepted upon yourself to pledge this amount of money to this organization. That's already a different story. Of course, every case is different. You can never generalize. Every situation is different. You have to figure out how much money you have, who's coming in, when you can pay. Now he has another shal. Let's say you have a chasm that got a nadan. His shver wrote out a check on the night of the wedding, $100,000, and he puts it in the bank. And every month there's interest. So I think I'm not reading correctly. His shaila over here is, do you have to give meiser on the interest? Do you have to give meiser on the interest? Or even, do you have to give meiser on the nadan, on the gift? And now, in addition to his father-in-law, now this money, let's say, was put away in a trust fund for a later day, for what's going to be in 10, 20, 30 years from now. And in the meantime, in addition, his father-in-law, not only did he give him, write him a check, put away money for him from the trust fund, he also gives him a stipend, a monthly stipend. But the monthly stipend is not enough to survive. He barely can survive. He can barely make ends. He can barely survive, pay the bills with the monthly stipend. He has to do some tutoring on the side and some things here and there to survive. So, but the truth is, he's not a poor person because he has put away in this trust fund $1 million. So the question is, what status does he have? Is he an ani or is he an usher? On the one hand, the money's been put away for later. On the other hand, and maybe there's even interest coming in, which he has access to. On the other hand, he's living off the stipend from his father-in-law, which is not even enough to survive. He has to conserve. So the shulig is Moshe Herich beinin chosan shekesef hanadunya shaloi nimsa bebank umar viach mizeh. There's money put away in the bank, and there's profit coming in from this. But v'nishloya hakesef liachar zman. Okay, and this principle that's making money, but it's all put away for the future. It's all out of reach. Okay, all the money is going into a fund. Ulam hu atzmai chay b'tzimtzum. He only lives b'tzimtzum. Mimasha choysanoi mifarneso. His father-in-law is giving him a stipend. Im yoso. Now my question is, what status do I have? Am I an oni? Am I an Asher, im yocholoy mashakevan shakesef hazeh yishalon l'mchiyosoy kishachosnoy kvar lo yifarasen potter mimaisesam. Do we say that therefore, since the money is put away for later, so I view it as if I don't even have it now, so all I am now is I'm a poor person, I have less to survive than the average person, and therefore I do not have to give tzedakah from my income. Let's say I do tutoring, right? So my father-in-law supports me, and that money I goes to pay the rent, to pay some for some food, and then I make a few extra dollars from tutoring. Do I have to go on the kol check, whatever it is, whatever I earn on the side, do I have to give that money to tzedakah? I can say I'm a poor person. A poor person, mikra din, does not need to give ma'aser kesafin. Like we mentioned before, according to many opinions, a poor person does not need to give ma'aser kesafin. Do I, but on the other hand, I'm not really poor, because I have $1 million locked away in the trust fund.
Do you have access to the trust?
No, it says, our says he does. Well, you always have access. You just have to go and be meichel. There are great penalties. Right? There's no such thing today as totally being denied access. Just, the penalties are just so massive. Okay, but he doesn't give the details. But the point over here is, this is not the money that I have access to at this moment in time.
So,
what?
Devil.
The details. What?
How much money can he actually have to his disposal?
How much does he have at his disposal? Okay. Let's just general yisodos. The general. No, we don't get into too much detail. Im yacholam hashkevin shakasi yishalom lemuchias kishachosna yikvay lo yifasenu potim lasim kusam. In case of Rav Moshe writes, shakevin shazen nikur revach mimokim acher revach vehatzala yamod layudim mimokim acher. Negan einet zorch lezel lefarnesosay achshav zorch loses merevach ze meiser ayin shamarichos. He seems to. He seems to say, I didn't look up the tshuva, but he seems to say you're not a poor person. You're not a poor person. If you have money put away for later on, you're not a poor person. And if you make money, if you're earning money, you have to give ma'aser kesafin. Rav Moshe seems to be machmir. Okay, now, by the way, you have to be very careful. If a person gives, that's another issue. If a father-in-law gives a son-in-law money for his rent and for his food, you do not necessarily have the right to take that money and give a 10% staka, Ol Yosef Chai, to give the Hatzalah donation, to go give to the UJA. Okay, you don't, the money, I'm giving you money for your food, for your rent. I'm not giving you money to give, if I want to give them money. So let's say what it means over here is the father-in-law gives him money to pay his rent, to pay for his food, to pay whatever he needs. But you know, it's not really enough. So on the side, he writes mezuzos. He's a sofer, so he spends an hour a night, and he writes a mezuzah, and he has a beautiful handwriting. He gets $80 for the mezuzah. Or he tutors. He makes $30 an hour. He tutors, and he does this. So
not anymore. Range of close to $100 an hour.
For tutoring?
Yes.
Tutoring is
not
the
right.
That's in Flatbush.
Yeah, how do you
5 pounds and classes is 100 and a quarter.
To do what? Tutoring. $100 an hour? I'm in the wrong business. What do you tutor?
Banking.
Math and sciences. What about teaching Gemara?
Gemara? 95.
You teach, you help someone prepare for the regents. You're getting $100 an hour tutoring?
Yes. Yeah. SAT is even higher sometimes. Yeah. Really? Crazy. Princeton and review and stuff, it's crazy.
$100 an hour to help a kid pass a ninth grade math regents. An hour. It's highway robbery.
It's hard to keep failing.
It is. It's hard to believe.
No, it's true.
Where do the parents have money for this? But that's why you're paying tuition. That the teacher should.
The question is, he gets from his father money for rent and food, and with the supplement, does he have any excess funds after he pays off his bills?
All right.
So generally, the answer is, if a father was giving money to pay rent and food, that money is off limits. Yeah. Don't touch that money. That money, you have no right to use to give away that money to stock. But what it means over here is, I'm assuming in this, fine. That money is going to pay the rent, to pay. But you know that wasn't enough. The rent, the money that he gets is not enough. So in addition, I work a couple of a part time job. At night, I work. At night, I do something. I tutor and I bring in a few dollars. And those few dollars that I bring in puts me over the top. I now have a few extra dollars in my pocket. But I'm still called an oni. After, even though I have those extra dollars in halacha, you have to have, there's a rule of until you have 200 zuz. An oni is allowed to have a few dollars in his bank account. I read recently on Drudge that the average, and they did a study in America, the average person in America has less than $1,000 in his savings account. Okay, there. Not everyone is super rich. Not everyone lives in Flatbush and in the five towns. What? Less than $1,000. What? Less than $1,000. No, the average person is poor. I was an adjunct in college, and they And there was always mentoring, and the professors always they came in to review and to see everything that you do to make sure you're following the policy, and one of the first professors who advised me and was my mentor, my guide, he told me you're going to assign books. I remember when I went to college, so they give a whole for this class you have to have this book. A brand new book today could cost $200. A college book, art school, they charge, $35 for an art school Gemara? If this was a secular book, the quality of an art school Gemara would be $300. Easy.
That's why you want to go online.
A textbook is nothing compared to how much work goes into an art school Gemara. Not even talking about the binding and the cover and the amount of people, the editors, how many people. Art school, they're charging you $35 a Gemara? It's a joke. If this is a college book, it could be easily worth $300 to $500, maybe even more. I mean, Oxford. My father was the editor of an economics book for Oxford. I think the list price for the book is $1,000. I'm not joking. $1,000. Who buys the book? Universities, libraries. $1,000 for the book. And most people who need access to these, they only buy just specific articles, specific chapters, and they're sent out electronically, and they pay also significant money. But the book, you want to buy the book, the hardcover book with the cover? $1,000. Oxford University Press.
My wife works there.
Unbelievable. Okay, so here is, so the way, so here the person is making, the person is making over here income. I have income. A poor person doesn't have to go, doesn't, has also allowed to have a few dollars in the savings, but it's still called poor. And you're not mechuyev to give ma'aser k'sof, you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah. Yeah?
If someone receives an entitlement,
yes.
In other words, let's say the person receives $1,000 in food stamps.
Yes.
Is that subject to MISA and stuck?
Generally, no. If the government is, we mentioned at the beginning, generally I think that most of the poskim say that if a person is receiving a welfare, rachman l'tzlan, or a disability, entitlements, you do not give tzedakah. That's not, that money is given to support. If the government feels that you are in a category that you need support, if they didn't think you needed it, they wouldn't give it to you. And
Social Security,
no, that's already different. Because Social Security is really your own money that you put away. It's your own money that you put away to a certain degree. I mean, that was money that unless the person can't survive. Many times Social Security...
I understand that, but I
believe Social Security is in a different category. Programs. There are various programs you don't... Not only
considered an entitlement program.
Social Security?
That's what they call it.
I don't think so. Why do we say that? It's your money. You're putting away the money for later on.
Is entitled to Social Security.
Right, we have to look into this.
Entitled to food stamps.
Now, if a person is unemployed, a person is not well, you live in a Medina Shel Chesed, and they give money to help these people. Rahman Litzton, we know people like this. If not for the government, where would these people be? It's very, very sad. And I'm talking about people who abuse the system, okay? Who milk the system. People who are...
There'll be an excess of the money that you put away.
Okay, but that's done with interest rates, and that's done with... There's a lot of chokhmah. Unfortunately, the whole system is going broke because it was not. But if it was done well, the goal is that it should. It's like an endowment. It's right. There's a lot of chokhmah which goes was meant to go into the system where the money should be real. Okay, but the point here is a person. This is really where Rav Moshe, the question that was asked to Rav Moshe. A person has. Let's review. A person has, if I'm reading this correct, what he's trying to say is a person has in the bank millions of dollars, but the money has been put away for a rainy day. It's an endowment fund. The money is locked up. It's locked up for the future. In the meantime, he is receiving a stipend to survive. And on the side he's working, so he has income. The money that he works, that he earns, really is subject to miser and staka. Well, let's say he's a poor person. He works hard, but he's still in the category of poor. And generally, a person who is poor does not have to give tzedakah. Does not give tzedakah like the average person. There is no maaser k'safim, and there is no degree. There is no tzedakah. Maybe give tzedakah once a year, something like that. So, am I really poor? Do I really consider myself to be poor because I do have in the bank? I have a lot of money. There's money put away for a later day. So Rav Moshe seems to be saying no, that you're not poor. Since you do have money in the bank, there is a lot of money that was given to you, and now money is coming in that does not put you in the category of being poor, and you are mechuyev to give tzedakah from the money that comes in. This is what it seems Rav Moshe seems to say. If I'm not mistaken, that's how I read. You have to go look at the truth and see in more detail. But that is the argument. Again, this. Because every single situation is different, every single situation is unique, but it's kedai at least to learn some of the basic yisoides. Let's go forward to the next example. Let's go. Rav Orchas Rabbeinu came from the stipler. Hevi shehachazoin ish omar sheben yeshiva chayiv b'maaser mikesef shetoimchem boi b'yeshiva. Okay, look at this to the opposite extreme. This is a das yoch. This is not accepted. As far as I know, hearing the Chazon Ish says you're in koil getting a quill check. Okay, the yeshiva is going around snoring money. It's very unpleasant for the yeshiva to snore money in order to give the students a quill check. And how much money do they give them already? And now the student gets the quill check, he has to give from the quill check, he has to give...
Income? Or is that the stipend?
So the Chazon Ish says it's income. Hevi shaha Chazon Ish omar sheben yeshiva chayiv b'maiser mikesef shetoimchim bo b'yeshiva. The money that's given to him as his quill check. The gam oni hamispani That he has a solution. The problem is, go tell this to the people in Kaila. Yeah, I should go give Meiser. I can't even pay the rent. I'm going to go give Meiser also. Okay, so tell this, so they're not going to listen to you. So he says it's right, but what you should do is make a cheshbon. Make a cheshbon of how much money you really should give, and later, hopefully later in life, when you will have a job, and when you will earn money, it's like a loan, you'll have to pay it off the stock. That's what he writes.
You can give your chevrus
and he'll give it to you.
Back to you.
All right. It's like
Matanos Levionim. That's a tuition.
Like Jewish loophole.
That's a tuition.
You have to understand the Chazon Yesh was Machba with Shiurim.
Yeah.
So he was probably Machba, what was called the Ani.
I don't think we pass him like this. Okay. I don't think the Chazon Yesh lived, but Tzimtzum lived with nothing. He lived with, and we don't believe the way he lived. We don't pass, obviously, I don't think we pass him like this today. Today, the rules of the stock are very relaxed. That's the
cut. Should take the 10% off the top. That's what he had before. The rob
withholding tax.
But that goes against halach. Halach is it's your money, and it's your mitzvah. You want to do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. You don't want to do the mitzvah, don't do the mitzvah. It's not, this is not socialism. Judaism is not a socialist society. It's not communism, not socialism. Judaism is a capitalist society. It's your money. You do with it with what you want. No one's telling you what to do. This freedom. Let's see. The Chaim Chazanish Shani Yochalich Liyichtev La'atzmei Bekama Shetzach La'avir Le'maiser Ugshiyelo. Borrow. You borrow from yourself. Don't borrow from someone else. Borrow the tzedakah from yourself. And when the day will come when you'll have the money, then he did not cancel the tzedakah. V'ayinu b'pnei halacha b'didim pirayin chaymos la'maiser. Keping of chayv maiser v'sham 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 Okay, we mentioned before. Chayvos come before giving tzedakah. Okay, let's take a short break.
What you said.
You do have the money. You got a check of $1,000. You should really give $100 to tzedakah right now. I need it. I need the $100. So maybe I'll make a cheshbon. And in 10 years from now, when I become very rich, then I'll pay back the $100. Al-Manas.
You're going to take up tutoring now?
What?
Take you up tutoring at your house. I have grandchildren in the solos, 85, 90 hours an hour.
How much?
75.
85 for what? To do what? Teach what?
Tutoring in high school.
$85.
Elementary school. Child has, let's say, graduates in Korea or something. Heavy stuff.
Unbelievable.
And you know what the conflict of interest is? You know who the tutor is?
The teacher.
The teacher, that teacher.
They're making more money tutoring than they're making from the salary.
Sure. That's what it is.
Your benefits.
What about the people who can't afford it?
Who could afford? Who could afford? How much are the parents making an hour?
People are making, when they speak of 1%, they know what they're talking about. There is no such a thing as the concept of middle income is a state of mind. It's not a dollar sign. It's a state of mind. This is the first generation where the parents, like myself, may be better off than the children. Usually,
the children are better off.
Two children. I was a worker, let's say, in a factory. I sent my son to college. He became an accountant, so therefore he made more money than me. This is the first generation doesn't work.
It's frightening.
Colleges are training people for unemployment. No, it's a crazy economy. When you listen to Bernie Sanders, he knows what he's talking about. But people refuse to accept I'm a socialist. By the way, in terms of Yiddish, the whole Hapoel Mizrahi movement, Bnei Akiva, was socialist. It was the religious kibbutz. Kibbutz.
Yeah, of course. Israel today is still, to some degree, is a socialist.
No, it's a socialist country built in the economy was built for capitalists. It's a socialist country, but the economy is structured for capitalists.
What does that mean?
In terms of the tax laws.
Tax laws?
Sure.
But it's not, it's a very, it's not so easy there to make a parallel. It's not, it's, You're limited. The economy.
I have the most interesting experience. I go shopping. shopping for my wife. I see a lady in front of me paying with her
postage
card. As she hands the food, I look at her hand and I say, is that 2 and a half or 3 carrots on her hand?
Wow.
You can see this, it's every day, especially in Borough Park.
Save your money and give it to a poor person.
Do you have a penny?
If he's just coming out, who is he? What is he? Is he going to go in?
What?
Same thing.
No, it says the opposite.
That's wrong.
No, no. A lot of these guys are.
That's wrong. There's better money from the times that you have to go. He says we're very, we should give the minimum. Right. I don't like the guy. I don't know. Give him a
okay, Rabbi, so let's begin.